Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this woman regrets belittling men because at the age of 63 she's ended up all alone. She has no shame and is just sharing her story to get some attention. That's all. Guys don't be happy watching her suffer. Instead just ignore her and women like her because if you want to make them suffer, the best thing to do is give them indifference. She's just engagement farming, and I'm sure she's even hopeful that some rich Chad reaches out to her and tries to marry her. Up next, why is this even news? This man being banned from all Las Vegas casinos after calling a dealer the N-word 50 times. That's how you know the casinos are run by the mafia, when they all collude to ban you at the same time. Also, why does it look like he's got a mugshot here? Did they arrest him or just detain him at the casino and then take his picture so they could share it with the other resorts? Regardless, I'm sure that many of you would still welcome him into your homes. He fixed his gambling addiction and it just took one trick. Number 3, someone says that the older they get, the more they understand Cypher from The Matrix, and they would actually pay money to be kept alive in stasis, believing it's always in the late 90s. Yes, because that was the best time to be alive, and living through it at the time we kept thinking that life was just going to get better and better. Today life is just demoralizing and anxiety-inducing. Ironic, because Agent Smith said that the first Matrix was designed to be the perfect world. Looks like the second Matrix was also perfect for us. Moving on, this woman wishes that her mom had aborted her. I think we all wish for that to happen to her as well. Where's a genie when you really need him? Either that or send her to the mountains of Pakistan, and they will do it for us instead. She's in her 20s and is probably just going through a healthy phase of nihilism. Many of us have had existential dread from time to time. But if her way of thinking continues, then I think we're gonna need a bigger mental hospital. Number 5, these big bad bullies stomped a 17-year-old and he met his maker. And yet they were handed out outrageously lenient plea deals, probably out in a couple of years. The longer this sort of thing goes on, the greater the chance that someone is going to go Charles Bronson vigilante styles. The boy that was ended was trying to protect another white boy that they were beating up. My favorite vigilante was Casey Jones from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fame. Up next, here's Sophia Loren back in the 1950s. Come on, lady, if you're going to raise your arms like that, then at least shave your pits. Didn't they have razors back then? She's Italian, and I found that Italian women either age off a cliff quickly, or they keep their beauty for decades. She kept hers, and to be honest, how many women out there do you know that look this good at the age of 83? And she also remarried to her second husband and stayed with him for 40 years. Number 7, I'm all for chesticle implants, and the latest generation of them cuts down the most common complication by 90%. The only thing I don't like about them is that some people say they're cold to the touch. I haven't had my hands on a pair of them, so maybe somebody out there can tell us in the comments section if they're really cold. I also don't like that some of them leave scars underneath. Those are also a real big turnoff. Plus, I hear that some women get cancer from them. Moving on, and speaking of the late 90s, is this the future of Fight Club? Tinder, but for fighting. You swipe right on someone that you want to fight. And when he also swipes right, then you have to meet up and fight each other. If this was ever created, then you know that women would mess this up by joining, and then when they got beat up, call the cops on the man doing it. You don't know yourself until you've been in a fight. The fights I had were oftentimes fun once the adrenaline started pumping. Number 9, I've never had a traditional job for longer than a few months to a year, and I remember the awful stress from it. But I wasn't under financial stress before getting the job. But this meme applies to me while I was holding my Bitcoin, and then when I sold it, I also felt stress, so I sort of get it. Plus, it's really rare to get job stress when you work for yourself or freelance clients. I also can't afford much stress in my daily life these days, or my autoimmunity flares up. Up next, here's what it's like when you peaked out in high school. Britney Spears looks like the chain-smoking women I used to sell bingo cards to. If these two people met each other in middle age, they wouldn't even be able to recognize each other. How depressing must it be to have peaked in high school like Al Bundy or Uncle Rico? If only the coach had put him in, he would have gone pro, and he'd be living in a mansion in a hot tub with his soulmate. No doubt in my mind. Number 11, someone asks guys if there are women out there like this. Well, they will gladly walk if you don't have a car. Yes, the majority of women are like this if they find you hot or are the best that they can do. But it doesn't matter if you don't have a car these days. Here it's been fixed to today's reality. She's going to expect you to pay for an Uber when it gets there. But if she's not Goo Goo Gaga for you, then women like this are actually rare in the West. Moving on, thanks to Trudeau, Canada has had a lost decade, and it has nothing to do with Trump. We've been a country that's coasted off of our banking monopoly, the housing market, and natural resources. We didn't innovate or increase productivity and flooded the country with Jeets. Now we're paying the price. And if you point all of this out, our tyrannical government might take your bank account away or censor you. Number 13, this man spits on his mother and child and then ends the mother at a Chicago train station. Imagine the outrage if the races were swapped. This is just one instance in a long line of them, and America is becoming like South Africa. Or is it? I just heard that the black fertility rate in America is now below the white one. The only reason the black population is growing as of lately is because of migration from Africa and Caribbean countries. Up next, Skylar, the SOF creator, says she works harder than any basic 9-to-5 job. Posing in front of a camera while showing off your kitty isn't all that hard. But by the looks of her, it doesn't seem that she has the mental capacity for a 9-to-5 job. Do you know how easy the average guy's life would be if people paid him thousands of dollars a month for pictures of his poop shoot? Remember that taking pipe instead of laying pipe is not work. Number 15, is it ever enough for women? Steph Curry is 6'2" and makes $200 million. But Ayesha Curry regrets being married and having kids, and wishes that she could have pursued a career instead. Sounds to me like she's preparing to divorce him and take half his stuff, so she can start a business selling her farts or something. Steph needs to transfer his assets to his mother as quickly as possible. This is proof to all the simps out there that you can never make a woman happy. Also, that's a bad family photo because, as a family photographer myself, the kid on the far right has their eyes closed. Moving on, apparently 70% of Gen Z can't sleep because of financial stress. Probably more. This is what happens when you have massive wealth inequality in society. The problem is that most people want some relatively easy and cushy job to fall into their lap, and they don't want to hustle and grind and build a business or learn some skills. But it doesn't surprise me because inflation is out of control, and I have to be a full-time money manager these days besides making these videos to keep a few steps ahead of it. Number 17, people are saying that Victoria's Secret is toast because they hired this trans woman for modeling. Not really though, because women will still keep buying their stuff. This isn't Bud Light, Jaguar, or Gillette, where they insulted men, their primary customers. I'm one of the few men that's gone to Victoria's Secret before, and it's all women in there. For whatever reason, I'm in the minority of men that actually enjoy shopping with women. Besides, in Canada, Victoria's Secret has been suffering. In this case, we all know what Victor's Secret is, a schlong. Up next, apparently Lord of the Ring demonizes people of color. So does that mean orcs equal black people or something? I don't know though, because they were awfully organized at the Battle of Helm's Deep, for that to be true. I think the orcs would be insulted by this. This article also says the students were told this. I wonder who they were told this by. Was there a miniature hat involved? Imagine watching Lord of the Rings and then feeling sorry for yourself. Number 19, someone says that women are making men wait 95 days for this, and it's BS. In reality, they make chads wait only about 95 seconds. If women don't want you to smash them immediately, then they aren't all that attracted to you, and you need to look someplace else. Keep swiping, my dudes. And women like this have the audacity to ask why I wouldn't call them back after a third date if they wouldn't put out. I can wait months if I have to, but I know that if she can't wait, then it's a much better situation. Moving on, apparently nearly 1 billion Indians have an IQ lower than a Western-educated gorilla. Now I know why there are caste systems in India. Because if they want to run a civilization, they need smarter people at the top of the pyramid directing the lower ones. Imagine how bad India would have been if they didn't have their caste system. Maybe instead of Canada bringing in millions of Indians to work here, we need to start training gorillas. They also work for bananas. Number 21, don't you just know that this is probably what Greta is going to look like in the next 5 years? after she eats her way into oblivion. Or maybe this is what she looks like now after she came out of that Israeli torture dungeon, where they forced her to eat ding-dongs all day. Apparently she was tortured because they forced her to eat a turkey sandwich. I'm sure we would all love to see an obese Greta. It would be this generation's fat Elvis, with no talent. Up next, someone says that borders are just imaginary lines that don't exist in nature. And meanwhile, here are the territories that six wolf packs carve out for themselves. So does that mean that Europe and the West in general is like a bunch of sheep letting wolves in to eat them with all the enrichment? White people have been safe for so long that they become like animals in Australia that evolved to live with no predators. But remember that if you piss us off enough, we end up attacking you like a kangaroo. Number 23, here's a picture of what it's going to look like in Britain in another 10 years, with women like this telling you that you're being arrested for marrying outside your family. In case you're wondering, half the Muslims would rather marry their cousins and keep their wealth in the family instead of increasing their IQ by breeding outside their bloodlines. Not to mention, it also makes you more likely to join Islam if you're less intelligent. Moving on, Will Smith asks if a robot can be loyal. The robot asks him if his wife can be loyal. I think we all know the answer to that. No. But what's scary is that in the future, AI and robots will do everything and most humans won't know how to do anything. You know, if Will Smith slaps that robot and it slaps him back, that its head is going to be flying 100 feet through the air. You definitely know it won't go the way it did with Chris Rock. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between an anime girl and a real girl. The anime girl can't hurt you, is feminine and attractive, and isn't a feminist. The real woman wants child support, will end up hurting you and says you have toxic masculinity, while she packs on the pounds and becomes masculine herself, covered in tattoos and a bad attitude. The only thing I don't agree with here is that the anime girl can love you. No woman, real or imaginary, can truly love a man. Get a dog if you want unconditional love. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.